just let me ask you, though. I mean, it sounds like they've come to this decision that it was a racist law. That sounds like it should be a good thing.
It is a good thing in one case, but again, because we follow Mohawk law and community law and not the Indian Act, it means that the people that we have prescribed as a community not being on the Mohawk registry have still been maintained as Mohawks of Ganawagi by the Indian registry, this whole marrying out issue and so on. And what they're saying in terms of discrimination is that Mohawk women who have married out have lost their rights. Mohawk men who have married out who have brought non-Native women in and maintained those rights and their children as well.
And did the non-Mohawk woman gain rights as a result of marrying a Mohawk man?
Exactly. Yeah. And this is the MacGyver decision back, and it's 20 years old. She first petitioned the court 20 years ago in BC. And what they're saying now is that she's right. And it will have an effect to grandchildren all the way through. So in essence, somebody who has a grandchild who never had rights because they are of a one parent, right. their grandparents are, one of their great grandparents is Mohawk or Indian, mm-hmm. for that case, in terms of this case, they will be instated and the trend will continue. It doesn't end only with the grandchild of a person who is